This past Saturday, the 12th of July, the French government made history. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that this date, in other words, the 12th of July, will now be marked annually as a national day of commemoration for Alfred Dreyfus, honoring the victory of justice and truth over hatred and anti-Semitism. You may recall that Alfred Dreyfus was a French Jewish army captain wrongfully convicted of treason in 1894 in what became one of the most infamous anti-Semitic scandals of modern Europe. His trial, based on forged documents and political conspiracy, tore France apart for more than a decade. And it wasn't until the 12th of July 1906 that his name was officially cleared by the French courts. Now, nearly 120 years later, France is making his rehabilitation part of its national memory. And with us on the line is Yael Pearl Raitz, who is the great-granddaughter of Alfred Dreyfus, who will reflect with us on this deeply personal and historic moment. Yael, it is such a pleasure to have you here on Chai FM. Thank you so much for joining us. If I can start off by asking you, how exactly are you related to Alfred Dreyfus, and what stories did you grow up hearing about him?
Well, it's very easy. Alfred and Lucy Dreyfus had two children, a boy and a girl, Pierre and Jeanne. Jeanne was my grandmother. She was the mother of my mother. So she was the grandmother of my mother, Simone. And Simone was the eldest of the grandchildren. So she knew very well her grandfather because she was 18 years old in 1935 when he died. So we didn't talk so much about my great-grandfather during my childhood, but when I was about 11, 12 years old, my mother gave me to read the Dreyfus Diary, 5 years of my life. I don't know if you heard about that book.
Yes, I haven't read it, but I know about it.
Very interesting. And after reading it, I was quite shocked to learn what can be done against a person only because of the origin. So she only told me afterwards that Dreyfus was her grandfather. And from that moment, I began to feel very concerned. But if not, we had to be strong and above all, not to complain about nothing. My mother admired Lucy and Alfred, and she loved them very much. And she remembers her grandfather as someone who didn't talk much, but who was very affectionate with his grandchildren. So she told me also about he was making nightmares, he was screaming in the middle of the night, and it was very impressive.
Yael, were you born in France, and have you and the rest of the family always lived in France?
Yes, lots of the family, yes, most of the family are in France now, and I am not the only great-grandchild. On my side, on Jeanne's side, we are about eight, and I think on the other side, from Pierre, it's the same.
And you said when you learnt about your grandfather and you read the book, you had to be very strong. What did you mean by that?
I don't mean because of reading the book, I had to be very strong. I mean that when I was young, when I was a child, well, or a teenager, I couldn't complain for nothing because my mother always was saying with what my great-grandfather, you know, he was so strong and so stoic, that we didn't have the right to complain for small things, you know.
And anything else you remember being told about your great-grandfather? You mentioned that he had nightmares. You mentioned he was strong and stoic. Anything else you remember being told about what kind of man he was?
Well, I don't know. As a grandfather, he was very nice. My mother loved him very much, but he was always in his thoughts, you know, because he suffered a lot, because his life and his career, everything was broken. And he passed a lot of time to work, to get to prove his innocence. So it was difficult, but he was a nice man, and he died, he was 75 years old.
What did it mean to you personally when you heard that July the 12th will now be a national day of remembrance in France?
Well, I knew it a little bit before because I met the president's memory advisor at the Elysee Palace last week, and we discussed about it. But it had to remain secret so that the president could announce it on the anniversary date. I want to remind that the 12th of July, it will be next year, the 120th year of the Court of Cassation ruling fully exonerating Dreyfus. And surprisingly, you know, this year, it is the 90th anniversary of Dreyfus' death, because he died also the 12th of July in 1935.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's incredible. It's strange. But so, you know, when he told me, it seemed to me like a very good thing. And it was really, it made unanimity in my family. Everybody approved it. What? Now, a national day of commemoration every 12th July, it can be very good, you know. I hope it will pay tribute to the fight for the truth to come to light of Dreyfus, to that they will remind his incredible stoicism, his dignity in the midst of so much dishonor. I don't know, his fears to survive the worst torture for the honor of his name. But the national commemoration will be also the occasion, and it's very good, to pay tribute to the commitment of the Dreyfusards. And the most famous of them was the great writer Emile Zola. And I think undoubtedly he paid it with his life. So there are many things, you know, who are interesting on this. And I guess in the troubled days we live in, when the inversion of the value is becoming the norm every day, you know, and when anti-Semitism is rising all over the world, I think it's, you know, I would like to insist on the essential things through the affair of speaking out, of denouncing the new rise of anti-Semitism in the whole world. The question of this affair, I think, they are timeless and universal.
Yeah, Elle, on Saturday when the president announced it, was there a ceremony, and do you know if there will be a ceremony in the future on the 12th of July? Are there events that are planned?
Yeah, for the moment it was nothing. Just he made the announcement and he says that it will be ceremonies on the 120th anniversary. So it will be the 12th of July next year. I hope it will not change, but it couldn't change now. It will be from next year.
Why do you think it took more than a century for France to formally honor your great-grandfather in this way?
Well, the Dreyfus affair has always been a very sensitive subject in France, you know, a subject that continued to divide opinion for a long time. So the decision to establish a national day tribute only now, over more than a century, I guess is rooted, of course, in political reasons. You know, anti-Semitism is rising in France, as I was saying, and honoring Dreyfus reinforced the idea that the Republic must remain vigilant and protect all of its citizens. So maybe it's a political response to the resurgence of anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. And also, since the 7th of October, the Jewish community in France feel misunderstood by President Macron's statements about Israel. So they and I expressed incomprehension regarding certain positions taken by the president. So I think that with that National Day of Tribute, he's trying somewhere to balance and to help restore confidence with the Jewish community. So I think it is why he's doing it.
And like you say, there are concerns around anti-Semitism today, not only in France, but around the world. President Macron said that the old demons of anti-Semitism are still with us. Do you agree? And where do you see those echoes of anti-Semitism today?
Well, unfortunately, I have to agree, you know. Only one thing, except that the old demons of anti-Semitism are not longer the same today. They come more particularly from the extreme left, and they are masked under anti-Zionism. So it's no longer the same anti-Semitism as of the time of the Dreyfus affair. Today, anti-Semitism also comes from radical Islamists, which has infiltrated institutions, school and university, and even our National Assembly. So the problem also comes from social networks, where one freely can pour out its hatred anonymously, you know. So it's not the same, but it's important.
Yael, how has carrying the Dreyfus name shaped your own identity or your own sense of responsibility?
Well, my mother's mother was a daughter of Dreyfus. So when she got married, she lost the name Dreyfus. So I bear the name of my father, who was originally from Transylvania, and I'm very proud of it. But being a descendant of Dreyfus, you know, shaped my identity and imposed me duties. As I told you before, always be up to the task, be worthy of him, be courageous. And I have always taken it to heart to transmit the memory of this affair, especially through educational activities. I have also participated in conferences, notably at Columbia University with my mother. And I made a conference, imagine, I made a conference with Professor Paula Harris at UPenn about anti-Semitism. Imagine today, wow. It wouldn't be possible with the situation of those in those universities. So it's incredible.
Yael, are you an educator? Do you work in the education field?
No, absolutely not. I made a lot of things. I began as a French teacher in Mexico. But since then, I worked in advertisement, and my last job for the 20 last years was fashion designer in Kashmir. So you see, but in parallel, I was doing educational activities about Dreyfus. You know, I initiated a successful exhibition at the Diaspora Museum in Tel Aviv in 2014. And in 2018, I had a replica of Tim's statue cast and installed in Tel Aviv also, you know. So
lovely.
It was very important for me to teach Dreyfus affair. It's important also for the Israeli people.
And do they know a lot? When you were in Israel, did you find that the Israelis know a lot about Dreyfus affair?
Unfortunately not. You know, they learn it at school a lot, but in a different way. And you know how are young people. I don't know, sometimes I ask myself if they know who is Ben-Gurion. And, you know, and I ask myself if the French students still know who was Pétain, you know. So it's the new generation are not so much involved in history. But when I saw that, I was giving a conference in Herzliya. And it was a law university, and the students came to me after the speech, and they told me that it's very good that they saw me, because they didn't remember who was Dreyfus. So then I tried to make something, and it is how I went to the idea to put this statue and to make an exhibition and a lot of things, you know, because I think it's important that the people remind him.
Mm. Some people argue that what happened to your great-grandfather mirrors injustices that we still see today. Do you think the world has really learnt from your great-grandfather's case?
Well, today, many people around the world are still judged and punished because of their identity, race, you know, religion, gender, or political view. And you have two things. You have those kind of things, and you have also people identifying to Dreyfus for anything is getting usual. So it's something disturbing me. You had people accused of rape or corruption and saying they are Dreyfus. So this, I think it is insulting to the integrity of Dreyfus. And when I can, I react. Dreyfus affair is really unique, you know. It was a deliberate miscarriage of justice, fooled by the army anti-Semitism. And it was nationalism and institutional cowardice. And for the second part of your question, I'm not sure the world learned enough from Dreyfus affair, because anti-Semitism and racism still persist and is rising, even if disguised under anti-Zionism in France and Europe. populist manipulation of truth persists, misinformation and manipulation of people, like Edward Drummond's press did in the Dreyfus affair, do you remember? And government and militaries in many countries still continue to suppress truth and protect their image at the expense of innocent individuals. So it's complicated to say that the world learned enough, you know, from Dreyfus affair.
Yael, we have a lot of comments coming in from our listeners saying, fabulous interview. Yael, what a pleasure to listen to you. So on behalf of the listeners and myself, thank you very much. I mean,
Thanks to you.
You know, for me, you were talking about the school children, and here in South Africa, we did learn about Dreyfus, but it felt like something in the history, something that's very far away. And when you can talk to someone who is directly related, like yourself, a great-granddaughter, it brings that history alive and it makes it more real. And so I really want to say thank you for your time and thank you for this interview. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thanks to you.
That is Yael Pearl Rates, the great-granddaughter of Alfred Dreyfus, reflecting on a deeply personal and historic moment as Paris announces this past Saturday that the 12th of July going forward will now be marked annually as a national day of commemoration for Alfred Dreyfus.